You're listening to SBS News.
At the University of Sydney, four female politics students are chatting about their futures. They are ambitious and passionate about politics, but the current climate in Canberra has them questioning whether it's a career they want to pursue. Political studies student Isabella Skelton says she's disheartened by the allegations of bullying in Parliament House.
When things happen to those women, it's often dismissed as they are pulling the gender card and politics is based on merit. And when that happens over and over again and there's a pattern there, it's just incredibly disheartening. And I would not be surprised if large parts of young people, and particularly young women, are incredibly disenfranchised from the political sphere because of that.
In the wake of the leadership spill, the treatment of women in politics has been thrust back into the spotlight amid claims of bullying and intimidation within the Liberal Party. Madeline Lucre, also a politics student, says often the political system does not support women.
What I see as a lot of the problem is a lot of the internal structures that occur in a lot of major political parties are really disadvantaging young women.
University of Sydney Associate Professor Annika Gauger has researched political party membership and women's representation. She agrees women are disadvantaged.
The understanding or the assumption that anybody can put their hand up and run for politics and get elected is a complete myth. When we think about how people, men or women, are recruited to run for parliament, it's through interpersonal political networks, and these networks have always privileged men.
Last month, Australia reached two parliamentary milestones for women, 75 years of women in the Commonwealth, and Australia's 100th female senator was sworn in. But at a time when they are supposed to be feeling inspired, young female political students are disillusioned. In a global ranking of 193 countries, looking at the percentage of women represented in the lower house, Australia comes in at 50, well behind neighbouring New Zealand, which takes 19th place. Rwanda comes in at number one, while the UK is ranked 41st and the United States way down at 102nd. Professor Gauger says the top-ranking countries have gender quotas.
Research has shown across the board that quotas work, and Australia simply doesn't have a system of legislated quotas at the state level. The Labor Party, for example, has a gender quota which has helped increase its representation in Parliament over the last 10 years. Unfortunately, the Liberal Party and the National parties are lagging behind.
75% of the Liberal Party are men, and for some, that's unacceptable. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.